Recorded Books presents The Canterbury Tales, The General Prologue and 12 Major Tales by Geoffrey Chaucer. Edited and hosted by Michael Murphy. Narrated by John Franklin Robbins, George Guidel, Ron Keith, Davina Porter, John Rayner, Barbara Rosenblatt, and Patrick Tull. This work is copyrighted 1991 by the University Press of America, Incorporated. This recording is copyrighted 1992 by Recorded Books. And now, Michael Murphy, Professor of English at Brooklyn College, City University of New York.
The book known as The Canterbury Tales is so called because it is a collection of tales told by pilgrims on a fictional medieval journey to Canterbury in England, to the shrine of St. Thomas Becket, who had been martyred there in the year 1170. The tales were written by Geoffrey Chaucer, who died in the year 1400, rather more than 200 years before the death of Shakespeare. Since living languages are always changing, it follows that Chaucer's language will be more different from ours than Shakespeare's is. For readers, this is most noticeable in the medieval spelling that is preserved in most editions of the tales. By contrast, the spelling in any edition of Shakespeare that you pick up is modern, even if some of the words are obsolete. This sensible editorial convention makes it unnecessary for Shakespeare readers to wrestle with the needless difficulties and uncertainties of the actual spelling of Shakespeare's own day. Shakespeare's verse is difficult enough as it is. The archaic spelling in every edition of Chaucer except ours is a severe obstacle for many people who do not want to fight the difficulties of the 14th century spelling of Chaucer any more than the oddities of the 16th century spelling of Shakespeare. Somewhere near the front of editions of Chaucer's work, there is nearly always a guide to Chaucer's pronunciation, and it is customary in college Chaucer classes to insist that students pronounce the words as Chaucer was supposed to have pronounced them, although the accuracy of this reconstructed pronunciation is quite dubious, as it is now 600 years since Chaucer was writing, and the evidence from that period of how English was pronounced ranges from slim to non-existent. There is some reason for scholars to try this reconstructed pronunciation, but not enough reason to impose it on general readers and on students, most of whom do not intend to be professional medievalists.